Hi, I'm Alondra, and welcome to the 15th episode of Let's Talk and Grow. This episode is titled Being the Older Sibling. I constantly mention my younger sister here and there throughout episodes, and rightfully so, because she's a very integral, was that the word, integral, essential, prominent, important person in my life. She's just very significant in my life. So I just thought I'd talk today of what being an older sister has meant for me, because I think throughout life, I've gone through not hating my sister, but disliking her. And at this point, which I'm amazed, but I guess it's normal, I feel like being a sister has become one of the greatest gifts of my life. Like, I think about my roles as a human being, and I always feel like being the older sister is, it's not that to say, oh, you know, I guess for others it might be like, you didn't come to this world just to be a someone's sister. Maybe not, but I feel that being my sister's older sister, not anyone, but being my sister's older sister is one of the most, like, maybe I don't know why now. Maybe I still don't know why, but I feel it. And I said I feel like there's no way I can have an episode on many things and not touch the importance of what being an older sibling means to me. So here we go. And if you're listening to this, this episode is obviously dedicated to my sister, to you. I love you. In the roller coaster of what has been my sister and I's relationship, I remember that when I was about four, I remember that I would constantly tell my mom, I would ask her if she could give me someone to play with. Because I was, and I've always been by myself. Like, when I was little, I tended to feel very lonely. And I was a lonely child. And after she was born, like a year late, my mom had my sister in the States, but then we moved back to Mexico for like a year. And then we moved back to the States. And I was still feeling lonely because I thought, oh, like I would have someone to play with. But as soon as my sister was born, like, all the attention would go to my sister. But not just, like, not in the sense that my mom would leave me behind. Like, she wouldn't, you know, like, she wouldn't make me a part of it. But the thing that would happen is when I would try to get close to my sister or, you know, just be by her side. I guess my cousins, or we were living with an aunt at that time, and they would show, like, a lot of intentional favoritism towards her, where they'd be like, she's our sister, not you, things like that. And or they would tell my sister when she was like a little infant, well, my parents had split, my parents were separated, and we were living at their home with obviously my aunt, her husband, and her three sons. And when we were little, they would say that their dad, it was kind of like they would act like they had adopted my sister, even though of course my mother was there. And then they would say that their dad was my sister's dad, but that I had none, or that my dad didn't want me. And I don't know why. Well, I won't say nothing about my youngest cousin, because I think he's good-hearted. But the middle one, like, he always had this intention of like he loved, I don't know why he would get satisfaction of seeing like a 5-year-old, 6-year-old cry. But he would say these things to me like, nobody wants you. I think I've said this in another episode. And so of course, all these negative things that they would say towards me, you know, I felt like having a sister at that moment, I took my sentiment, because I wanted her for so long. But when I finally did, I felt like it had backfired on me. And sister, if you're listening to this, I'm not saying that your presence brought harm to me. She couldn't have known. It was those mean-spirited people. it was never her. And obviously, you know, my feelings, my bad feelings were, at that time as a child, I felt like I was not, it was weird for me, because I was always like everyone's, I was always loved. I always felt loved as a little kid. Like, everyone always wanted to see me. But then when she was born, it was like this shift. It was this not a little shift. It was a massive shift. Like, people literally tell me move, like, rudely. And for me, it was like what in the hell is happening? Like, I thought I was liked. And from one moment to the other, I did not understand what was going on. It felt like it was like, move, like you're estás estorbando. Like, you're in the way of, not just in the way when I would try to grab my sister, but it was like, you're in the way of many things. Like, you're not even wanted anymore. Like, shut the hell up. Or when I would try to touch my sister, they'd be like, leave her alone. And let me add, by the way, it wasn't my mom who was saying these things. It was the people around us. And I think that my mom at the time felt vulnerable, or like she couldn't say anything. One, because we were guests in their home, so we felt like we couldn't really say much, and in a way we felt like we had no option but to take that humiliation. Also, when I started school, kindergarten in the States, I still felt lonely because I was non-English speaking. I only spoke Spanish, so it's like basically being thrown into, like, you only spoke Spanish and then you're thrown into a group of people who are only speaking English. So I guess in those moments that all of this was happening to me, I guess I felt lonely. Lonely, sad, and it just kind of made me cocoon into myself. I feel like I've been cocooned into myself since I was like 5 or 6. And I remember that my sister always had temper tantrums when she was a child, and she used to have these temper tantrums, but it would annoy me because it would be like, what did you do to her? Or I would have to take care of her sometimes. And I guess as a child, it doesn't feel good when everyone's telling you to get out of the way, or when everyone's telling you you're not loved anymore. But then you have this screaming child and you're taking care of the child. And I was like 6 or 7 at that time, and it would drive me crazy. And I don't know if I would say that I hated her at that time, but I just felt like I couldn't stand to put up with her. But I didn't, of course, as a child, I didn't realize that it wasn't her that I was putting up with. I guess I was putting up with all this bad attitude from everyone around me. And trust me, I don't mean it in the sense, like, I know that there's a lot of older siblings who feel left out when their parents have a younger sibling. It's normal. And even if they feel left out, they don't have cousins around them telling them, you don't have a dad, no one wants you. I mean, I'm sure some people do, but I'm saying for the most part, it's not like that. It just tends to be like you feel like you're not getting attention, but you're still loved. But in my situation, it wasn't like that. It was like, you don't have a dad. She has a dad, which was my uncle, which it wasn't her real dad, but they were acting like they were adopting her. And they're like, that's her dad. You don't have one. He's like, he's away. He doesn't want you. But it was just that my parents were separated. And so it was like an emotional toll on me. Then came the moment that my mom had met my stepdad at that time. And he would go on to not adopt her legally, but kind of adopt her as a daughter of his own. And I know that it wasn't because he didn't love me, but he never wanted to cross a boundary with me, because he's always thought that when I was a kid, I grew up with my father, my biological father, and he felt that I wouldn't love him back, perhaps. Because at the beginning of the relationship, I was struggling a lot to understand what was going on. So I was a little bit, I wouldn't say angry towards him. I was confused about what was going on. My mom also wasn't in a very good state of mind. So I wasn't being talked to about what was going on. And I felt confused. I felt sad. I felt betrayed at times because I felt like the world for me had shifted from one moment to the other. Like, I didn't recognize the life that I was now living. And if you've listened to past episodes, you would understand why. So, of course, I felt more lonely because I understand. I mean, he met my sister when she was still a baby, I think. She was a year old. And it's natural for him to feel her as his own. For me, it's like I know he does feel me as his own, but it's always with a boundary. But I know it's because he feels like he doesn't want to disrespect my boundary. I think he thinks that I will tell him. I know he thinks that I'll tell him you're not my dad, which I never have. But I feel like with my sister, he doesn't feel that because my sister has always been raised with him. But anyway, I'm going somewhere else with it. Later on in my childhood, we weren't close, my sister and I. We would always tell on one another. And of course that she could get away with more. But I guess that's a feeling that most older siblings feel with their younger ones. Because I feel like my mom would just let her off the hook so easily for things that when I went through them or for things that I did, I had to suffer through them. Like I felt like I was getting this horrible punishment for things that my mom, when it came to her, like she would literally let slide so easily that I'd be amazed. Like I'd be like, what the hell? Like, I'm pretty sure I got hell for this. Like, I can't believe it. And I'd be so mad at that. We actually would have good moments though. We had a lot of childhood things that we share together, little shows that we would watch together, or little things that inside little things that we would do. But it kind of felt sometimes like an on the surface relationship, because we would be bonding one time, maybe not really sentimentally, but we would be bonding one time and in a second we'd be back to fighting. And also, like I said, I think that's normal with siblings. Like, we're nice to each other one moment and then we're fighting the next. And through the middle school, this would be through the middle school years, through her middle school years, or I think it was her middle school years, I liked her. Of course I did like her. But I felt like, I don't know why I felt like I was in a relationship that I constantly suffered in at that time. And I felt judged in a way, or I didn't want to be judged by her in a way, or I felt that maybe I constantly felt like a failure, because even though I was young, and I still am, but even though I was younger, I felt like it was embarrassing for me to share that things were going so well for me at that time. I felt like I was supposed to be the example. So our relationship was very on the surface because I never wanted to go too deep. And as I started growing up, I never wanted her. I guess I didn't want her to look down on me or break her illusion of what a strong sister should be. Because I know that even though our relationship was on the surface, I know that in a way she looked up to me because she would say so and I would feel good. But we were still, I guess, in your younger years, in your teen years, 5 years is a lot of difference. So I didn't want her to see how bad it was for me sometimes. That her vision or her portrayal of me or her good thoughts of me would sour. I didn't want to feel that judgment and I didn't want to ruin that. So it was very on the surface. When my sister was in high school, her last year of high school or her last year and a half of high school, I don't quite remember. But that was actually I moved to Mexico at that time for a year, I believe, for a year. And I feel like that was, I don't know how, but that was somehow a catalyst for our relationship. Because before I left, we were starting to get close, even though sometimes I still felt like I didn't want to be judged by her. Because in our family, my family used to be that type of family that if they didn't agree with your decisions, they would give you the silent treatment. And sometimes there were very few times where I tried telling my sister, because I guess I was at a deep end and I had no one to talk to, and I felt like she would stop talking to me if she even gave me advice. I mean, and that for me was shameful in itself, like 15, 16 year old giving advice to 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, like a 22 year old or 21 year old. That in itself for me was shameful sometimes, but I didn't want to go through her not giving me silent treatments like the rest. If I didn't follow what she wanted me to do, right? Or whatever she had advised me to do. But I guess, like I said, during her high school years, it was a huge catalyst. I don't know what happened to her. I know some of the things that she went through. But I don't know I don't know how to explain this. But I guess for me, she became my best friend. Like I would call her. And she was the only friend that I had, I guess, in a sense, because I don't really have friends in Tucson. And in Mexico, I was starting to meet people, but they weren't my friends. I wouldn't consider them friends. And she was the only one that I trusted and started trusting, especially when I don't know what happened, but she told me that she never wanted me to feel judged. And that was, she probably doesn't know this, but when she told me that she never wanted me to, that she had learned that it was wrong to give people the silent treatment just because you don't agree with what they think is best for them. And she was telling me about respecting boundaries and that she didn't want me to feel alone just because, you know, like our family used to be like, if I think this has changed in our family too. Like my mother no longer does this, but she told me that she didn't want me to feel that just because we disagreed on something that I was going to be cast away from them or from her, at least from her part. And that felt so good, so, so good. And I think from there on, it was a huge change for me, a huge shift. I was already close to her, but when she told me that, I felt like every barrier that I had, or that everything that I had, how can I say this? Like, I felt like all my defenses or all my shields went immediately down, completely down. And I felt so, I think that was one of the most comforting things, even though it was so simple. It was one of the most comforting things anyone could tell me, because I felt for the first time that I could really, really, really be myself, and it was okay. And I could have my own thoughts, and I could make my own decisions, and she would always be there for me. And of course, I would always be there for her too. I guess we were both going through things and felt lonely. I felt lonely during the times that there was a moment in time when I was in Mexico that I didn't know anymore what I was doing there. I was very depressed, and I wasn't depressed because I went to Mexico. I was depressed because I guess I left right when I left, I was depressed. I moved to Mexico and I was still going through it. And I was trying to heal, and I was trying to find a solution towards things. And I just felt like I felt like I was dragging through life. I felt like I was dragging through the mud, and I was just trying to survive emotionally. And then, sorry if it sounds like I'm crying at times, I'm very sentimental. Like, even if I'm talking about something so beautiful, you can start to hear how stuffy my nose is getting. But after high school ended for her, it started to feel like we were both equals. It's weird. I guess everyone starts feeling equal with the world once they end high school. But that's how it started to feel. It felt like our age difference, which is only 5 years, wasn't even there anymore. It was like the first time that I feel like that we were just both able to see each other as people going through the motions of life. And I guess once high school ends, even if you're in college, but once high school ends, it was less about school friends and more bonding with one another. You know, people that you meet throughout your whole life in high school, once you're in college or out of college or even out of school, you may be in touch with them, but for the most part, the communication starts fading away and you start realizing that the truest people in your circle has or is your family. And I guess that's how it felt for both of us. In the last 3 or 4 years, I can say that our relationship has become so important to me. And it's so funny because me and her are polar opposites. I mean, someone's probably gonna turn this off once they hear this, but she's an Aries, I'm a Pisces. I mean, we couldn't be any more different. You know, she's so fiery and I'm so sensitive and sentimental. And the beautiful thing about our relationship is that it's weird because when I was younger, I've always wanted her to understand. Like, you always wish that your siblings can understand what you went through, that they understand, like, the pain that you had to go through. Kind of like, I walked so you can run, kind of thing. But sometimes you can feel resentment towards them. And it's weird how growing up, the feeling shifted towards feeling that I can guide her through things that I went through as a child so that maybe I can prevent her from going through difficult things, but I can guide her as to what consequences or what repercussions her actions can bring, even when she probably wasn't thinking about them at all. And I love her so much exactly because of that. I love her because she's so different from me. And even though I love who I am a lot, I love that what I don't have, she has. And what she has, what she lacks, I have. And I just feel like we complement each other so well. To me, she is my rear view mirror, my window to another perspective. So what's my takeaway for this episode? Well, first of all, if my sister's listening, I love you, sister. I really do. Well, she knows it. I let her know often. And I don't know how it happened, but I feel like you're one of the loves of my life, definitely. And I can't tell anyone who has a toxic relationship with a family member or their siblings that their relationship should just be like mine. No, but I guess if there's something that they can take away from this is that sometimes relationships can change and sometimes we can bond over our pains. Sometimes maybe we understand each other more than we think we do. And it's all about letting each other know that we're willing to be there for one another and extending our hand to them. Like I said, I was in a part of my life where I was beginning to get closer to my sister, but there was still a boundary. And then it was not until my sister told me these simple words that she never wanted me to feel judged about the decisions that I took or that she would cast me away like the rest of my family would at times when someone didn't follow through with their advice. I just want to say that you never know. That was such a pivotal moment for me. it shifted so much for me. I feel like those simple words, maybe for her, she doesn't even remember them. Or maybe for her, they weren't even important. But the moment that she said that, all my shields, all my guards went down completely. And our relationship, I felt it was already great. But from that moment, it's become one of the greatest and most important and essential bonds of my life. And it doesn't always have to be you as the older person that's going to break that shield. Sometimes it's going to be your little sisters or your little brother. It's weird because I always felt, well, I don't know. My sister always says that I've helped her be, you know, more vocal about her feelings. But I guess she doesn't know that she also helped me feel more free as a human being by giving me her unconditional friendship, companionship, and I don't want to say sistership, sisterhood. It's amazing. And all I want to say is that you never know what you can do by saying something so simple as I'm here, or I will never judge you, or I will always support you. With that, I leave you, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. This episode was, I don't know if any of you, you know, we all have different experiences with being siblings, and there's a lot of relatable things, you know, the fighting, the hating each other, and then bonding with one another. Some of you might be best friends, some of you might think you hate each other. Whatever it is that you related to, I just hope that the biggest thing here is that you never know how far your kind words can go, especially with a family member, in my case, my sister. And that's all. I hope you enjoyed, and if you related to this episode, if you feel connected to it, or any other episode that you've listened to, please leave a leave a rating if you'd like, but more than anything, I'd love to hear your reviews on what you feel, what you think. And like I said, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I can't wait to be back with you guys. Thank you so much. Love you.